flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. He joins us right around this time every Tuesday, but not when the Eagles are about to head to the Super Bowl every week. It's a special week, and Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite
morning.
A bit, man.
Super.
Elliot, so many things to go to, but let's start with this. We've seen a few videos come out from after the game inside the locker room, but you had far greater access than a 40-second video and far greater access than we had. What happened? What was it like in that locker room after they won that game and advanced to the Super Bowl?
You know, the word I keep thinking about when thinking about going back to that time, a few days ago, is just joy. Like, it was just such a happy atmosphere. And it wasn't just the locker room. Like, the second I got down to field level for that celebration, it was on the field. It was in the tunnel leading to the locker room. It was in the locker room. It was at the space outside the locker room. I mean, I've been lucky enough in my career to be in a lot of joyous locker rooms. Like, I was there in 2017, NFC Championship games, big win games, all those things. The feeling in that locker room was the closest thing I've felt since I was in that locker room in 2017 in Minnesota. Just the feeling of, like, joy and watching everybody celebrate with each other, people FaceTiming each other, family was there, pitchers. It was a really, really cool atmosphere, and they deserve it. Like, look, I know that they have one of the best rosters in the NFL without question, but they weren't supposed to be this good. Like, at the beginning of the season, very few people thought they could be this good. So they deserved, I think, every moment of that celebration.
Elliot, do we have a good idea of what their practice schedule is going to look like this week?
Well, the good news is they have 2 weeks now. So for a team that's dealing with a bunch of, little injuries, I feel like the 2 weeks will be good for them.
Sure.
I would think that this week, they have not told us yet what the schedule is, even just doing the shows last night with Brandon and Cooper DeJean. Like, I don't even know if they definitely know what the schedule is for the week yet. I mean, Cooper said they're taking it day by day. I would imagine you'll see walkthroughs. Like, I don't think you'll see much of, like, a heavy lift this week in terms of on-field practices, just because I think it's good to get the body a week's rest. And I think this week is specifically set up for, like, installing the game plan, getting ready for the Chiefs. Because once you get to New Orleans, there'll just be so much more going on. You won't be practicing in your normal spot. So I could picture a lot of walkthroughs this week just to focus specifically on the game plan.
Do you remember what they did the last time for Super Bowl 57? If it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like a normal week before the Super Bowl week itself, or did they give the guys more time off than that?
Yeah, I don't remember specifically. I feel like the 2022 Super Bowl's almost been blocked out of my mind in the 2017.
Sort of. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but no, I don't remember specifically what they did. But I do think if you just look at how they've handled players this year, from training camp to that week before the Giants game when nobody played, like, it would be pretty surprising to me if they put in three hard days of practice this week. I think you will see them try to give guys some rest and maybe do more of the physical practice next week.
No, I think that's smart. Look, teams play well off of a bye, typically, and part of that is you're not cranking it up for 2 weeks. You get to rest a bit. So, you know, I support that.
There's something else I wanted to ask you about, Elliot. This is something Nick talked about. I think it was after the game. He was talking about, I guess it was Jordan Shipley being able to run down there and cause a fumble.
Will Shipley.
Yeah. My bad. Running down there, you know, stripping the ball out on a kickoff cover. It really is amazing. The concept of guys who were backs, star running backs, are now tackling machines. And it's almost like teaching toughness is something that we're able to do here in Philadelphia. And that's like a new concept. It is unusual to have running backs coming in and becoming better defenders, which is what we've got. Yeah. That's a special mix. That's a special desire, a special want to that you just don't see in ordinary circumstances in the NFL. It just feels like this team is on a different level in so many ways that there are too numerous to list.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely think that they have a special culture going down there. And I can really only compare it to last year because that's the most recent season. But I just think they're a way, way tighter team than they were last year. I always think back to last year when I'm paraphrasing here, and Brandon Graham said something essentially to the point of we just have to be, we just have to get along in the building, right? And that's kind of how bad it was towards the end of last year. And so now, talking to the players and just being around them, I can just tell being there, they just talk to each other more in the locker room. After the game, you see them taking pictures with each other. It just feels like a tighter unit this year. And so to your point about Will Shipley running as fast as he can down the field on special teams and trying to, I do believe that stuff comes from, not wanting to let down his fellow teammates and just to seeing everybody else do it. I mean, think about N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith. These guys were first round, Nolan was a first round pick. N'Kobe, obviously a huge star in college. They both played a ton of special teams for this team before they started becoming starters. So I agree with your point. I do think bringing these guys up through the special teams probably does add a toughness to them. But when it comes to Will Shipley's just desire to go down there and hit somebody and get the ball, I do believe that comes from just the locker room and how close these guys are.
You know, I'll tell you this, Elliot. I used these two words earlier, and I think it resonates with what you and John are just talking about there. I marvel at the unity that they have and the resolve that they have. And I don't quite know how they did it because of how I think we do believe they were fractured to some degree last year. But it's a tremendous credit to Sirianni and Jalen as the two main guys that this unity and resolve developed, because that's pretty rare, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, also when you consider just where Nick and Jalen's relationship, the roller coaster that has probably been over the last 8 months or whatever. But Nick did say something post game that I don't think has gotten enough attention. I forget what answer it was, but he was talking about just kind of what we're saying, the tightness of the team, unity. And he had something in there where he was people focus so much on scheme. And, he's not completely diminishing it.
Yep.
But I think what you saw there was an insight into how Nick views he should run a football team. We spent all offseason talking about scheme and Kellen Moore and the blitz. And those things are important for sure. But Nick, in how he builds a team, I just don't think he's a scheme-oriented guy. And all these things we've talked about, what makes them special, why they're great. We haven't talked about scheme at all on this call, or really I haven't heard it on the station. So it's just an interesting insight into how Nick wants to build it compared to maybe the thing we all focused on.
What a huge point. Think about the defense. Why is the defense amazing? We don't blitz. I mean, we go some games where we blitzed one time.
Yeah.
One blitz.
Well, I agree. And
the players themselves, it is the nickel cornerback. It's the lockdown cornerback, both young. It's the defensive tackle, Jalen Carter, young, just arrived onto the scene, but so sheer, physically dominant. It's another level.
Well,
he's an all-pro.
I'll add this, Elliot, and I'll put it, I think, in a way that can be understood by everyone listening, most of whom do not play pro football. You know, work environment, I don't care if it's a law firm, the post office, a sports radio station, pick your spot in life. If people aren't getting along, you're normally not. It is almost impossible to be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah.
I know the Oakland A's in the early 70s didn't get along. They won three titles. it can happen. But, like, if you're not getting along and the guy's sitting next to you in the cubicle, efficiency.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goes down. It just does because it's a it's a drag. It's a drag. All right, Ellie. Cool. Let's get to a couple. Let's get to a couple other things. Dickerson and Juergens. So, what's your early sense? We got 12 days to Super Bowl Sunday. What's your early sense on the availability for that game for Dickerson and Juergens?
Yeah, they're gonna play. I mean, just being around these guys all year, seeing them in the locker room afterwards, talking to them in the locker room after. I mean, they're not missing the Super Bowl. We saw in this past game alone. Like, Dickerson gave everything he could to be out there. Cam wasn't even supposed to play. Then he goes out there and plays. I mean, I would be absolutely floored if either of them doesn't play. Now, the question is, can
who's
they finish?
Who's worse off?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that's a question, too. But, I do think the question would be, can they finish the game? So, like, that would be where they're preparing this week, you know, making sure they have their backups ready just in case, but I would be very, very surprised if either of them are not suited up for the Super Bowl.
Good. I like that. You know, one thing, it really doesn't have to do with the game at all, but it's worth asking you, Elliot. This report didn't shock me, but I was surprised at the timing of it. So Ashlyn Sullivan, of course, works here at WIP and also for NBC Sports Philly. She had a really detailed report over the weekend about how, and I'm going to read it because we haven't even addressed it yet on the air. This was her tweet the other day. She said, Darius Slay is preparing for Sunday, and that was the Sunday that just happened, to be his last home game at Lincoln Financial Field. Slay told me this week after having conversations with his family, he is 85% leaning toward playing one more season, but understands it most likely won't be with the Eagles. When I asked him about the emotion of playing in his last home game this weekend, he said he isn't allowing himself to get caught up in the future. Slay confirms he will definitely not play more than 13 seasons in the NFL, and looks forward to watching Eagles games from a box, not in the snow, in the near future. So they got a ton of options at corner. He obviously is a guy that makes some bucks. Do you? My sense has been this could be the end for him here, but do you think he just gets squeezed out in a financial sense with other younger, cheaper players ready to go?
Well, so I think money is definitely part of it. I think someone with his resume and his age, like, you're just not going to get super cheap. But I think the other kind of thing that would probably lean more towards him leaving is just, where is he going to play? So, like, obviously Quinion's on the outside. They could keep Cooper in that nickel role if they wanted. It's an important role. He plays a lot of snaps. So you could definitely keep him there. But considering they spent a second-round pick on him, he obviously has a bright future. Maybe you want to move him to the outside.
Yeah.
Or there's Isaiah Rodgers, who's a free agent this offseason. Like, is he going to want to re-sign here if he's backing up Darius Slay? So I think that money's a part of it. And then, of course, there's like Keely Ringo. So I just think the bigger issue is, they probably just are ready to give these other players more full-time roles and commit to them for the future. I mean, if you keep Isaiah Rodgers next year and you go with Quinion, Cooper, and Isaiah, and they're all good, like, that could be your secondary for, you know, 5-6 years or whatever.
Yeah,
so I think that that's more of the issue than the money.
Plus, well, and I'll add this, because I do think the money is a huge part of it. You know, I mean, we saw 2 years ago, John, we saw they couldn't keep all the good players. They had too many good players in a salary cap world. That's why they lost
T.J. Edwards. Kaiser White, Epps.
Up front guy. What was his name?
Hargrave was the biggest one, yep.
You know, like, this could be you get to keep Slay or Becton. You get to keep Slay or Milton Williams. They could be. And
Bond.
I don't think I get your point financially. I just think that's a difference. Like,
okay.
They are not going to pick Slay over, like, Milton Williams.
No, I don't think they should.
Yeah.
All right, a couple final things here, Elliot.
What about Bond, though?
Yeah,
like,
well,
what is he going to cost?
Dude, they should have signed him in October.
Why didn't they? That is so strange.
Money has tripled since October. Tripled.
Maybe since October. I don't fully agree that he's going to get this massive deal people think. Like, he's had a great player. This has nothing to do with his play. He's awesome, all pro, like, all that. He's still 28 years old with 1 year of real high-level play. So, like, those guys just don't get the monster money we're all thinking about. Now, they do
Well,
get
Redick didn't, but I would be surprised if it's not 3 years, Redick, 3 years, $50 million.
First-team all-pro.
And are the Eagles going to give 3 years, $50 million, a linebacker inside?
He's not going to get 3 years, $50 million. He's not going to get 3 years. And also, when you talk about Redick, he's an edge rusher that had, what, 4 straight years of double-digit sacks on his resume? Like, Bond's going to get, in my opinion, $8 to $10 million a year and probably somewhere around $15 to $20 million guaranteed.
For what it's worth, there are only three linebackers in the NFL who have a total contract over $50 million in all the NFL.
Okay, well, one has a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm just letting you know the landscape.
Fair enough.
You're just not factoring his age enough in here, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like, he's four years older than all these linebackers that get massive contracts.
Okay. Elliot, last thing. Tell me if you support this idea I've thrown out here, that given everything that Sirianni went through around here, including with our own station, that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, they should hoist him up and carry him to midfield the way it used to be done a generation ago in pro football, the Super Bowl winning coach. Do you agree?
Yeah, I love that idea. And you're right. You haven't really seen that in a long time. I can't remember the last time I saw a head coach.
It's a little bit hard to hoist up Andy Reid.
I was going to say, that was tough. And Belichick doesn't strike me as someone.
No, it's not a hoist-me-up guy.
It's not very touchy-feely.
But it used to happen all the time. I mean, it was
Well, it feels
it was
like
regular.
NFL films. Like, I think about NFL films. I think of, like, Parcells and all these guys being lifted. It's a classic,
It
you
was
know?
All the time. And then it just stopped. So I would love to say it. All right, Elliot, when are you flying out there?
So I leave Sunday. I leave when not on the same plane, but I leave the day the team leaves. They arrive Sunday, and the craziness begins. So
nice
I can't
work,
wait to get
buddy.
Down there. Yeah,
all right, man. We'll have you on a ton, you know, this week and next week, and we look forward to it. Thank you, Elliot.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.